Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, a big road win for your team last night. But yet again, you had to battle back. Talk about the resiliency of this team.
Well, we're testing that resiliency a little too often. I think it's other than the win over Mankato, and I think it's going back about 8-9 games, we've given up the first goal of the game, and that's it's hard to play from behind all the time. So, but yeah, certainly yesterday I thought our response was real good. There was certainly no panic whatsoever on the bench. We just continue to go out shift after shift. You know, Berge gets a big power play goal to get us all square after one period. So, but certainly we would like to if we could start off with a lead and then build on it.
Special teams obviously came into play as they did when we first played a CHA team at the beginning of the year. 14 penalties called. Of course, you get that power play goal by Berglund, but talk about the play of your special teams yesterday.
Well, it was important, no doubt. Certainly our penalty kill was a key, to hold them scoreless on all their opportunities, and certainly Berge's goal was a big one to knot the game. And then actually Missy Hunt's goal was right at the end of a power play, and they were still kind of sorted out as to who had what. So that was, we didn't score on the power play, but we certainly created chances on it, and the goal resulted from us having the puck in their end. So, power plays can, they not only can obviously score, but you can certainly, change the momentum of a game or add to momentum. And that's, I think it's going to be real important today, for our power play to take advantage of the opportunities we get.
I know as physical as it was, a couple of your players got a little dinged around, but how is the health of your team so far?
Well, pretty good. We'll find out. Now he's going to go through warm-up, and then we'll make a determination after that, see how she's feeling. And if she's good to go, she'll be in the lineup. If not, then we'll have to adjust accordingly. But other than that, everybody else is looking forward to today's game.
Impressed by Kiki Radke, always head up and on a swivel as she was headed into the offensive zone, and almost got stopped there at the blue line, but she just holds her ground, doesn't she?
She does. Her strength is one of her greatest attributes. No question, she's one of our, pound for pound, probably the strongest player on our team. That's part of the game. Their defenseman stood up, and unfortunately she took the brunt end of that, and apparently she won't be in the lineup today. But you know what? Kiki's going to play hard. She's got great speed. Like I said before, she plays a lot of energy, and she's really developed into one of our go-to players, and I'm just really, really proud of how she's, accepted that challenge and really done a nice job with it.
They blocked 21 shots yesterday. You expected that coming into this weekend, but how do you counter that here today? I know watching film this morning, I heard you mention a couple of key points as your team gets ready to play in that offensive zone.
Yeah, certainly credit them for playing that way. I think Scott's done a great job here. That's part of their culture, just like it is with us. They'll get in shot lanes. They do a great job. They're really aggressive. I think you combat that with puck movement and also just getting your forwards moving rather than all just piling at the net. Get moving around. Give our defensemen some sticks to at least they can look at and try to get pucks to. And obviously if our defensemen can move laterally a little bit just to create a bit of a seam, that's the key, is just getting pucks past that top layer. And if we can get it to the net, then either it could either go in or there's an opportunity for a rebound. But the key is getting it to the net. And I think with some good puck movement, just smarter play in the offensive zone, we can achieve that.
What did your team do right yesterday in order to get that victory?
Well, certainly being resilient, I think we just stuck with our game plan. We just stayed after it, and certainly the two goals in the second period turned out to be the difference. Getting the goal right, like I said, Missy's was right after a power play ended, and then a great rush goal by Emma Terrace with Emily Berglund on a great give and go. But we just played our game, played hard. I thought we did a pretty good job of not giving up a whole lot of grade A chances for them. And we stayed disciplined, and I think those are going to certainly be keys today again.
Taking a look at your lineup today, any changes?
Well, again, it'll all be predicated on whether Nelly can go or not. If she's out of the lineup, you'll probably see two defensemen that'll be playing up front. But if she can go, then Brianna Jordy will probably be on the left wing with Sylvia and Nelly.
First half of the season, kind of, because you've played Minnesota now four times, but what does this break mean for your team? Obviously, getting your team back to good health and giving them a little bit of a break, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. We're ready for the break. You know, we have not had one since we started playing. You know, we opened up with Syracuse, and we've played every weekend since. And there's no question this group is ready for a break. We need a break. They're probably sick of me. They probably want to get away from us as coaches. So it's coming at a great time, and obviously we want to finish. We have got a great opportunity to finish on a positive note here, going to the break with a couple of road wins, and it's gonna set up for a really exciting second half, because we feel like we can make a run at it, and that's what our goal is going to be. But you know, first things first, let's see if we can take care of today's game.
Christmas is only a couple weeks away. What is Christmas like at the Scanlon household?
Well, it's all about family, no question. Whether we're together here in Bemidji, or if we go over to Forest River, Cindy's mom's got a house over there. We're going to spend time. One of my nephews on my side is getting married over in Duluth the next weekend, so we'll have an opportunity to see all my family that weekend. But it's certainly all about spending time with family and just enjoying some downtime.
What's on your Christmas list this year?
Boy, some more W's for the Beavers. That'd be the biggest thing. So, that's the thing that pops into mind first and foremost.
Good answer, Coach. Good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.